This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I did.
I allowed it.
Yep. Hi. I just put it on the ground. Okay, guys, here we are. Day one. I couldn't broadcast the prayer, but we recorded it. So, inshallah, we'll post that later, the prayer and the halaqah that we had. But I don't want to miss out on the live cast for our exercise. I want to introduce you to my dear friend, Steve Christner, who's going to help us exercise. Come on in, Steve, on the show. There he is. So he's going to help us figure out what to do with ourselves. And pretty much I'm going to spend the week embarrassing myself while these guys do exercises properly. Mustafa, come in here. I'm going to tell you guys where to stand. So Mustafa, you can be over here.
Hi.
Ahmed, you can be over here. I'm going to be over here. Move this thing. And go ahead, Steve, take it away. What are we doing?
We're going to start out just doing a little bit of stretching. I do dynamic stretches to start with.
What's a dynamic stretch?
So dynamic stretches usually involve some type of movement instead of just holding the stretch. So we'll start with just going knees up.
So coming closer so they could see.
Oops.
Yeah, right here.
So we'll go right leg up and then left leg. We'll go back and forth. We're going to go for about 60 seconds.
Okay. That sounds easy.
Really easy, but it'll loosen the body up, get the blood flowing. While we're doing the stretch, if we want to help focus on building the proper movement, try to keep your ankle underneath your knee when you go up.
Ankle underneath knee.
There you go. Bring your foot forward just a little bit when you go up.
Right.
Bring that leg up. There you go.
Perfect. Listen to my boxing
day. Oh, that's starting to feel special.
Perfect. All right, go ahead and relax. Next one, we're going to bring the whole leg up. You're going to try to stand in place. Just touch your toe.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so stiff. Oh, my God, you're so good at that. You're amazing at that.
This will stretch out your glutes, hamstrings.
That's resting.
Oh, my God, I'm tight.
Maybe work your core a little bit.
Is it burning yet? Are we there yet?
I'm trying to keep my balance.
He's loose. Look at that. He's like the Karate Kid over here. So Steve, when you correct this, I want you to rotate between us here so that everybody can see you in this space, in these spaces. Hi.
All right, the next one, we're going to open up our hips a little bit. So it's going to bring this leg up, bring it around and back down. And then we'll do the other one, up, around, and down. Looks good. So that allows you to warm up the hips, get some fluid running through there. A lot of people sit too much throughout the day, so this kind of helps open up the hips and get you feeling a little bit more functional. Good.
You feel it, right?
Yeah.
Me too. Mustafa, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Go for about 30 more seconds.
Oh my God, I thought 3 more seconds.
I feel like time is irrelevant.
No. I think time is the only thing that's relevant. Help myself.
If it feels like a workout, that means your hips are probably pretty tight.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what that means.
You sit down to my nerve if you.
All right, well, we're gonna do butt kicks. That is, you're gonna stand in place.
Okay.
We're gonna try to put your heel to your backside.
Bismillah.
Bring those heels up a little bit more. There you go, there you go. Go for about 30 more seconds. Heels up, heels up. Get them up, get them up, get them up, get them up. There we go, there we go. Come on, you got it.
Come on, old man.
10 more seconds. If you're at home doing this, as you can see, it should be pretty easy to do in your living room or anywhere, for that matter, inside. You don't need a whole lot of space.
Done? Set.
All right, I'm going to be screwed up just a little bit.
Yep.
And we're going to do jumping jacks.
Oh, no.
Really easy.
Like after 10 minutes or like right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Legs go out, arms go up.
Okay, let's go.
There we go. Doing good, keep it going. Arms all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. There we go. Bring them together. Gotta catch a rhythm. There you go. 15 seconds. 10 seconds. Almost there. Calves are burning?
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is the warm-up, right?
Yeah. This is both. And
I was already relaxed.
How y'all feeling? Warmed up?
I'll let you know as soon as my soul returns.
So the next one, we're going to do a reverse lunge, which means we'll start with the left leg stabilizing, right leg will go back. When you do this, the position you should end up in, you should have the front knee here.
Steve, why don't you come where I was standing, so you're in the complete shot.
You have your knee directly over your ankle, it'll make an L. Same thing back here, this knee will go right under the hip.
Alright.
And you'll make another L. Does that make sense? Except when we go down, you're not gonna let your knee touch. You'll come back up, switch, come back up.
We should be sideways,
okay.
So we can see how terrible we're doing. Okay, so I'll be over here.
Remember, you're coming, you're bringing it back forward.
Oh yeah.
So it's here, down, up. You can put your hands on your hips to help stabilize. I want you to do 15 with the right leg, 15 with the left leg. You can alternate, that's fine.
Where are you going? Come over here.
I'm leaving the camera shy.
I know, that's why I want you to humiliate yourself publicly, like me.
Well, you guys are doing great. Try to open it up a little bit more, that way this knee is still above the ankle and not coming forward so much.
Yep.
There you go.
Let's do 3 more on this side. More. Oh, don't switch every time. Just stay on one side.
Oh, okay.
For 15 times.
It's okay. You can alternate, or you can do it on the same leg. If you do it the same leg, it'll be a lot harder.
See, it starts trying to make me do more work.
Always, child. Always.
Nothing wrong with more work. Better in you.
But she's in the Arabic class, right? Right? Okay.
Try to open that stance a little bit further when you go. And then keep your body upright a little more.
Seven.
Better.
Eight.
Nine. Then we go down. Now you want to have this knee directly above the leg, or the ankle. Yeah, there you go. You should feel it in your hamstrings.
Three, four, five.
Three.
Oh, already done?
Yeah, you're moving a little slow. It's okay. All right, the next one, we're going to do a wide stance squat.
Oh, no.
So your feet are going to come out past shoulder width. Your toes are going to be pointing outwards. Then we're going to go straight down. Your hips should become level with your knees. And then we'll go back up. Squeeze your glutes. Go back down and up. When you're on your way down, control it. Don't just drop your body. Go down nice and slow, come back up slow.
We're doing like two of these?
We're gonna do 15.
That's what I said, yeah.
Okay. You wanna keep your knees behind your toes. You might feel a little pressure in your hips.
That's four.
There you go. While you're doing this, really focus on squeezing your abdominals. Basically, suck your belly in.
That's like nine.
Ten. Try to put more pressure in your heels and sit down in a little further. There you go. Now hold your hands up here a little bit.
Hold on down. I'm still doing it.
I've been done. I'm just doing more.
How does that feel?
Great.
Like I'm alive.
All right, this one will be a little bit easier. Take it out of the legs for a second. We're just gonna do the overhead clap.
Okay.
But we're gonna do it for 60 seconds.
Okay.
Once we hit that 60 seconds, I'm gonna have you just stop right here. So when I say stop, we'll stop with our arms out.
Fun, isn't it?
Yes.
You got new feelings, don't you? Mustafa looks like he's flagging down a plane from a lost island.
Yeah.
Help me.
Over here.
I don't know why they shout. They can't. Have you heard?
Well, that burneth.
Let's keep it going. You guys got it. You bring it up. Bringing the hands together like you're doing a clap. It's called the overhead clap. Down to shoulder width or shoulder level, and back up to a clap.
Is it 10 minutes yet?
Nope, 25 seconds.
Are you serious? Okay, 25 seconds.
My shoulders are so dead.
Got this. Let's keep it going. Keep it going. A few more seconds. We've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1, and stop. Remember, arms out. Keep them level.
Oh my God.
Oh, my shoulders.
Now we're gonna bend the arms. We're gonna do a military press.
Right now?
Yep.
Oh my God. Okay.
Still gonna squeeze their abdominals, but we work the core as well.
So they're already sweating.
Oh yeah, that's because I'm Asian.
I'll be so sore tomorrow morning.
No, but we'll do some stretching. You won't be too sore. for anybody at home, whenever you start exercise and you do something you're not used to too much, physical exertion, you need to drink a lot more water, eat more food. Healthy food.
Yeah, no end up around us, guys.
Nada.
We're almost there. And relax.
Wait, I gotta wake it up. Okay.
Relax. Shake it out. Shake the arms out. Shake the legs out. All right. Has anybody done the Superman pose?
Yes, I did it in first grade.
So we're gonna lay on our stomachs. We're gonna do hands out, legs up.
Glorious.
Just like this.
He makes it look so easy.
He makes it look ridiculously easy. That's why I have him around, to make me feel bad.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, come on.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm doing great.
I'm not doing so good.
We should do these in fresh grade. They were like the most.
Why you down here like chilling? That's not Superman. Superman doesn't do anything like this.
I don't think you guys got in the best position there, but.
Who, me? You good?
No, you guys are good. You're good.
Oh.
I just meant you guys are pretty close. Gotta get those arms fully extended out.
Oh my god, that's fully extended. What are you doing? Any further back, I'll touch my back.
Hold it up. You got this. Keep it up. Yeah. Keep it up. Let's see if we can bring these arms a little more out here. There we go.
My arms are dizzy. They won't lift.
Come on, boxer.
Keep them up.
Oh, okay, no, come on.
If you can, try to keep those thighs off the ground. You lift them up.
What the?
Yeah, there you go. Keep them up. You got this.
I should do this towards the Qibla.
Let's go 10 more seconds.
No, 10 seconds. No, you want.
And relax. You can go ahead and stay in that position. You can take a seat however you want. We'll relax for about 15, 20 seconds. How's everybody feel?
Not that great.
I want my life back.
Where are you feeling it the most?
Shoulders.
My shoulders? Back.
Yeah.
That Superman got me in the back.
How about you?
I'm good. Just a little more arms.
Okay. The next one's going to be Aquaman. So we're going to do the same thing, except you're going to move your arms and legs. Are you going to be here?
Yeah.
It's not much. You're going to move. If you're stiff, like I kind of am, the legs aren't the easiest thing to move because you have to really bring them off the ground. But more importantly, just get these arms moving.
Okay.
You should be working the backs of your shoulders and still working your core.
Okay, enough thinking.
If you're feeling it
more
in your
crying, less thinking.
If you're feeling it in your back at all, then engage your abdominals more.
What can you engage?
Squeeze.
I'm so serious.
Very awkward movement, but
yep.
It's very effective.
Awkward, man. Okay. Okay.
Oh, look,
we got this. We got this, Evan. We got this, Mustafa.
You can
do it.
There you
go. Well, sounds like, what? Is this even hard? Did we start yet?
I'm like an awkward.
Yeah, no. That's encouraging.
Five more seconds. Three,
that's good for some
two,
right,
one, and relax.
I was like, Aquaman seems like this.
All right. Last thing before we do some more stretching, we're going to do some push-ups.
Great.
We're going to do 10.
Uh-huh.
And then 9. Then 8. Then 7. Then 6. And all the way down to 1.
But like without breaks in between?
You take a 5-second break in between each one. Count to 5.
All right.
3, 4, 5. Y'all are doing great.
I don't know what reason.
It catches up to you.
It's like my pinky's tired or something, but not the rest of me.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired, man.
Sorry, it's the last exercise.
Five.
You got it. We'll stretch it out. Feel great afterwards. Slow it down. Go all the way down, all the way up.
Just a thicker in between.
There we go. We don't want to do the snake.
What?
Are you doing this? Go straight down, back up.
Four more.
There you go.
Nice.
Try pulling your elbows in some. And do it. Engage your triceps a little more.
Four now.
Feel the difference?
Yeah. Okay, two more.
Three more.
I'm done.
Good job.
Who's old man now, huh?
Two. On the last one?
Okay, two.
One.
You got this.
Come back in.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh no, the worst part. This is a stretch.
So not everybody can touch their toes to start with. If you can't touch your toes,
I can barely touch my knees.
Then grab your leg and pull yourself forward. But we're gonna start with legs apart. You're gonna try to bring your left arm over to your right leg.
Oh.
This is me right here.
Really?
Yep.
Age really got you.
Just make sure.
I've been like this since I was 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring this arm up here and then try to grab instead of having it back
again?
Here.
Oh, you want me to bring it here?
Just bring your left arm up further there.
Here.
So go ahead and do your right arm over.
Yeah, but now it doesn't feel good.
Oh, I know. What's the point?
They gotta make me feel bad.
You get more of a stretch.
Yeah, that's the point. That I'm trying to avoid.
Feel empty inside. No oxygen.
I feel full of discomfort inside. I will get there. I will get you, Toe. I'm coming for you. Just give me 2 weeks.
I've been like this since I was like 6, you know, so no biggie. 7 years of my life almost.
It's alright, we're gonna change everything. I feel a lot better. Want me to switch over?
Yeah, my hamstrings are not happy.
Getting hydration will help with muscle stiffness, eating proper foods, the dynamic stretches.
That doesn't exist in an Afghan household.
Well, now. Better now.
It exists in all the households. It just depends on how you prepare it.
No, man, you need to stop eating the junk food.
I think I've sat down and ate with just about every culture, and it just depends on how you decide to prepare your food.
You hear that, Pakistanis? You decide how you prepare your food. They put so much oil, they could do an oil change.
Boy. I'm gonna grab both.
How are we gonna do that?
Remember, if you can't grab your toes, grab your legs and pull yourself down.
Oh boy.
How are you so sweaty, Seth?
Because I'm stretching. Listen, you rubber band.
Bring him in, do a butterfly stretch.
Kettles are the least painful. Oh, yeah. Painful things.
And grab your feet. Put your elbows on your legs or your knees and push down, lean forward.
I feel the burn on this one.
The thing that'll help while you're stretching is take deep breaths. You deep breath in, and when you blow out, focus on releasing the muscle, relaxing it. Breath in. Push out, and dig a little deeper into that stretch. Really focus in on the muscles. Creating a good mind-muscle connection is the best thing you can do for your body. Cross our legs.
Oh boy.
Once you bring your left arm across the body, right arm over and pull it across.
Oh boy.
How y'all feeling?
Great.
I feel amazing.
Usually the workout feels rough. By the end of the stretching, usually you feel a lot better. Switch over. Do the other arm.
Come into the shot, C4. I can see you.
Oh.
There you go. I'll put some tape around so we can see our borders of embarrassment.
Okay.
Wait. That is not where my arm is.
All right, next one, I'm gonna have everybody get on their hands and knees. Everybody can face towards the camera.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is you're gonna flip your arms around and have your hands either sideways, or the goal is to eventually get them reversed.
Oh, like this?
Yeah. You'll feel a really good stretch in your forearms. If you don't, then lean forward. Or actually, I'm sorry, lean back.
Oh, so it hurts already for you?
That's right there, yeah.
Rotate your hands a little more.
Yeah, you didn't rotate your hands enough. Look at my hands. Oh my God, shouldn't have talked.
I feel it now.
Forearm stiffness and hand stiffness cause a lot of problems as you get older. Causes joint pain, a lot of other things. So something as simple as this can really alleviate a lot of those problems. Go for about 10 more seconds. And relax. last one. You're gonna bring left arm behind your head. You're gonna put your hand in the small of your back and pull down on your elbow. And we'll switch. Remember to take deep breaths. And relax. Shake it out. That's it.
All right.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna eat something.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'll get the Fajr prayer and the halaqah right, but thankfully I did record the earlier session. I'll try and upload it today so you guys can catch, those of you that are, I know for Australians, it's midnight right now, so you'll watch this at Fajr time. Hopefully you can keep up and surpass us this week. Let's see how it goes. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.